Something else the Mishnah left out. The din of a teva. A teva, Rashi says, the bachrenus, on the last 7 days, the last fast, the cycle of 7 fast days, you have to go outside in the rechayv, in the street, and bring the teva, they bring the bima outside in the middle of the street, and everybody comes together, and they make a big yom tefillah, their rechayv here in the middle of the street. Now that you only do the last 7 days. The middle 3 days, we don't take the teva, the bima out of the shul, into the street. So you see this, there are things the Mishnah left out. So Mara says no. Imishum teva, if you want to say for the fact the Mishnah left out the word teva, that, so you see there's more differences. So maybe only the last 7 days has 24 brachas, but the middle three doesn't have 24 brachas. Like just like it left out the inyan of a teva. Like we'll see later on, who had then left out 24? The Mara says no. Teva lav shiruhu. The inyan of a teva, that's not called leaving out something. Why? Mili de tzinikatani. We're only talking about things that we do in shul inside. The mili de fahesia. Things we do outside in the street of Hesi Brav in front of everybody, like Itani, those things type Enech Naim of the Mishnah is not talking about them. So that's why Teva is not called a Shir. It's not called left out. So it could be really what we're saying now is, just like the last seven have 24 brachas, who are in the middle three also have 24 brachas. Omar Rav Asher, Rashi says, Masnitzim Dami Deka. Our Mishnah is also proof of this. Why? Tiktoni, it says like this. And Mishnah Namadeika means that we have 24 brachas by the middle three also. Why is it a raya? Diktoni ma'elu yisairas ala rishonis. How was the last fast days more than the first ones? Ela shebe'elu ma'asriyin. On the last 7 days, we blow the shofar, we scream out, v'noelen asachanuyis, and we close the shops. Avo b'chol devrayim zevazeshoven. But for everything else, the last 7 fast days and the middle 3 fast days all have the exact same halacha the shoven. So you see, clearly, Lukhuru, the 24 brachas applies both cases. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me no. Hochinami here also, Tana V'Shayer, it left out something else. So therefore, it can leave also out the meaning of 24 brachas. Fred Gemara, V'yelama Elu Ketani, it says, Lashon of Elu, Mashma, these, Elu Yeseris, these are the only things. V'ayta B'tizbroi, I'll bring you a Svara, Ma'elu Dafka, you want to tell me that Ma'elu is only these things and nothing else? As we said before, I'll bring you a proof like the Mishnah left out other things also. There's the inyan, the last 7 days, we use a teva. We take the bima outside the shul into the rabbim in the streets, and we start davening outside. And that we don't do by the first, middle three. And you see the Mishnah left that all out. Mishum teva lav shira. As this inyan of a teva, it's not called a shir. Why? Mishum the kachosh of lav bidach pirka. Because the next parak talks about that inyan. The Mishnah here left it out, but left it out for reason because the Perek later talks about it. About Kol Ponim, the Inyan of 24 Brochas does apply by the last 7 and also by the middle 3 also. Tamara says no. Hashtu the Asil Hochi. Now that you just said this last answer, that something the Gemara, the Masechta talks about the next Perek, we don't have to talk about now, I tell you, Eskrim V'yabor Namilav Shirihu. Enachanami, that the Mishnah left out and didn't talk about the difference between the 24 brachas, that maybe really only the last 7 days, those fast days, we say 24 brachas when the Shliach Tzibah says over the Shemoneh Esrei. The middle three doesn't. Why didn't the Mishnah say this difference? Tikkatoni lo b'yedach pirka, because it says in the next parak, since the next parak talks about the Indian of Anatayin Tzibah, they said 24 brachas. So since it said it then, it's not so schwer why it didn't have repeated and said in this Mishnah, there's a difference. For the Gemara, call upon my heavier law. What's the maskana? In other words, back to the original Shiloh. Where do we say Anenu? On a tefillah, on a tainis, that you have to say the bracha Anenu, where in Shmoneh Esrei do we say Anenu? Omer Rav Shmuel, Bar Satitoi, V'chein Omer Rav Chia Barashi. Omer Rav, Ben Goyal Raifa. He says, no, not like we do, that even a yochid, a private person, when he davens a Shemoneh Esrei, he says an extra bracha, 19 brachas, or like us, it's 20 brachas, that you have to say aneinu, a new bracha by itself, between Goel Yisrael and Rafeinu. Rav Ashi Oma, Mishmei de Rabbi Yanai, Berei de Rabbi Yishmael, Mishmei Atfila. No, you say it during Shemei Atfila. The Hilchusa, what's the maskonom? Mishmei Atfila, like we do.
when the Yochin, any time we daven Shemin Esra in Tainu Sibur, by Mincha time, the minig is, we say Shemin Shoyin Shemin Tfilo, we say Anenu. We never say an extra bracha, a Yochin never says the extra bracha. We only say it during Shemin Tfilo, we add this in Anenu to it. Only the Shrich Tzibu, when he says over the Shemin Esra, he tak adds the extra bracha, he says between Refeinu, and between Goyal and Refeinu, he says the extra bracha. Tana, this one we'll stick tomorrow. Tani Chada. One price sounds like this. Ubrois, a pregnant lady, Yomanikois, a lady that's nursing, Miss Anois Borishinus. They have to fast the first set of the three fast days. They have to fast. V'yei Misanus Bachrenus. But the last fast days, they don't have to. Poshid, that means the last fast days are seven fast days. That's too much for them, really. 7 days to fast is too much. But the first one, there's only 3 days, that they have to. V'tan Yidach, another price we learned, Misanus Bachrenus, no. They have to fast the last seven fast days. V'yein misanus rishonus, but they don't have to fast the first three fast days. In other words, when Rosh Chodesh Kislev afterwards, those first three sets of a tiny seaborn, these pregnant ladies and the nursing lady doesn't have to fast it. V'tan yidach, another brisa says, ein misanus, no, they don't have to fast. Loi b'rishonus, loi b'achronus. They don't have to fast not the first set and not the last set. Not the last set. So, of course, a big theorem here. What do they have to do? The Mamish, all three shittas here. Which one of the three do they have to fast? One says the first, one says the last, one says neither. So what's going on here? When did his Nashim have to fast? So Om Rav Ashi, Ashi says one teretz. Nokot em tziyusa biyodcho demetartzen kulu. Take the middle one, and that answers everything. In other words, the middle three fast days, those are the three fast days that the Nashim have to fast. A pregnant lady and the nursing lady, they have to fast the middle three. So that the Brisa says, the first one, yes, the last one, no. The first one means the middle three. The middle three, that they should fast, it's only 3 days. The last one, the last seven, that's too long. 7 days is too long for them, that they don't have to. That it says, the first one, no, and the last one, yes, that means the first three and the middle three. That's it. The first set of three, they don't have to. That's not so chomer yet. Bechal, they don't have to fast. The middle three fast days, that's more chomer, that they do have to fast. So if you take the middle one, that answers everything. And that's the last price it says. They don't have to fast the first one. They don't have to fast the last one means the first three, they don't have to fast. The last seven, they don't have to fast. Only the middle 3 days, those are the three kindnesses that even the Noshim, that are Ubrais and the Nikois, they also have to fast. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding the Adaf Yud Dalet holding. Second to that, Yema'elu Yisairas Alu Rishonis. What is the last 7 days that you have to fast stronger than the middle three even? Hela Shebelu Masriyin. In the last seven, you have to, we'll soon say, use the Shofar, scream out. V'neilu Nesachanuyis. You also have to close the stores on these last 7 days that we fast. The more about my Masurian. What do you mean Masurian? We shout, we make noise. How do we make this noise to more the tefillah on these last seven kindnesses? Here's Rabbi Yehuda on the Shofaros. We have to blow the Shofar. But each bracha, the Shemon Esra, that will moisif, Rashi says, B'Shofaros, Ho yoisin atruis, Loshin atrua kumoy trua, Ho stam trua pshut lefneo lachreo. You have to have a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards, and a true in between. Like we learned out Mamas like Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says at the end, V'yashesh brochos, shoyim asifim b'yoyim atayniz, hoyetoyken akol brocho, yevov ha'achas shen yudches atruis. That for each extra brocho, now usually it's only 18 brochos. Today it's 24, the extra 6 brochos, we'll soon see what they are, used to blow the shofar after each brocho. So that's Rav Yehuda Shita. For Rav Yehuda, b'rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shelis, mishmei de Rav Oma ba'aneinu. But Masriyan doesn't mean with a shofar, it means with our koil, with our voice. We scream out, we say Anenu, we dive into Hashem, screaming. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Masriyan Anenu b'koil rom. We say Anenu, Hashem, please enter us with a loud voice. Hoyotzeikin Anenu avinu, Anenu, Anenu l'kei Avram, Anenu, Anenu l'kei Yitzchok, Anenu, Anenu l'kei Yaakov, Anenu, HaKoil u'kafin, Shomim l'sefa Slichas. Like we say at the end of Slichas, that's what they used to say also.
That's the machlekes. What does masriya mean? Does it mean with a shofar, or does it mean we say aneinu with a kol gadol? So Mar says kasak l'daitach the havim in the riz that man di yom avaneinu. The one that says masriya means we scream out, we say aneinu, Hashem aneinu, lo yom avishofaros. He holds you don't use a shofar. Only b'kol rom with a voice and not with a shofar. O man di yom avishofaros. And the one that says no, you have to blow the shofar, you have to eat bracha, lo yom avaneinu. He does not hold, you have to scream out aneinu. For the more Tanya, we learn it like this. Ein peichsin misheva tainiyos ala tzibur. We don't have less by these last seven fast days that the tzibur has to fast. Shebehen yudches hasrois. That we have 18 hasrois, 18 times we scream out on these each day of these last seven tainuses. V'simon ladov yerichoi. The simon is just like by Yerichoi. The way Klai Yisrael went to fight against Yerichoi was they used the shofar, they blew the shofar, and that made the wall fall down. Is mashm here also? You have to use a shofar. That the Gemara says Yerichoi shofar is heavy, and by Yerichoi they used to use a shofar. Says mashm here also by the tinuses they used to use a shofar. The Rashi says Shmoyne also hasrois shein moisifin vav brachos meyutches ad chav dalet. There's an extra six brachas in Shimon Esrei that the Shliach Tzibah says on the Taina Tziba, these seven Taina Tzibas. On the Cholacha, Shalosh Shruyas. For each bracha, you blow three, like one Tkiya, one Trua, one Tkiya. So 6 times 3 is 18. So you have 18. The similar Dovar Shletiter, Yamasru Azu, Trua, Oitfila, is Yerichoi. Remember then what happened by Yerichoi, Rashi says. The Tzibah, it says by Yerichoi, Shefrois. So man, let's arrive that on the tiny sauce you have to blow the shofar. So Gemara says it's yufta lamandiyam abaneinu. It's a yufta, the one that says just you stand screen, use your voice, you don't use the shofar. So Gemara says like this: what you have to say is elo, not like we wanted to say, but rather the shofarais the kuliyamule pligi the korale asro. Everybody holds you have to use the shofar. When they daven the Shimon Esrei these extra six brachas, they blew the shofar 3 times after each bracha. He pligi that everybody holds. The wisdom of Lakis, be anenu. If you also have to scream out and say anenu, ma sova koriloi hasro, one holds yes, screaming out anenu is also called hasro. Or ma sova loi koriloi hasro, no, that's not called hasro. That you don't have to scream this out by a tiny seba. The malamandi yama banenu, the one that says you have to scream out banenu, kol shchein b'shoifres. He's also asking for sure. He used to blow the shofar also. But the Laman the Yom of the Shofar is the one that says no, they used to blow the shofar on these seven tinuses, on the last six brachas. But that's the machlokes. See, hold Aneinu, no, that's not called Hasro. They didn't have to also scream out Aneinu on the tinus Tibur. They just blew the shofar on each of the six brachas. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned like this. V'shar kol mina peronius ha-mitzrak shois. Not only it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, but any other bad situation comes up, any peronius, any type of punishment comes upon Klal Yisrael, kagoyin chichod, a special type of a scratch, everybody gets a disease, you have to scratch yourself, chagav, or the Rashi Arba, the locust comes, zavuv, a type of a fly, tzira, hornets, Rashi says, uksoy says, odem, they bite you, v'yatushim, Rashi nechnosim, be'enov, v'chaitmoy, small type of insects that go into your nose and into your eyes, v'shluach nechosha, v'yakrovim, or snakes and scorpions come around, lo is, at such a tsar, when a peronius comes to Klal Yisrael, so it says here, lo yhoyu masriyin, here they did not make a trua, elot soyekin, they only used to scream out to Hashem like daven to Hashem. It says that they used to scream out mashma with their mouth. So using your mouth, screaming out with your mouth, that's called tzuaka. Of a hasro b'shoifrois. What's called hasro? That on these other things you don't do it. Mashma is called shoifrois. So tzuraya, after our Mishnah says that on these last seven tinuses, they used to make masriyin, it has to mean with a shofar, and not like the man the Yama says, it means b'korom. Tzumara says, true tanoi, attack us from achlokes tanoi. The tiny will learn like this. Al Eilu Masriyim. These are the days that we are Masro. We do something. The Shabbos, even on Shabbos. If what happens to Klal Yisrael, Al Ir Shekifu Agayis. If an army comes to besiege a city, or a Nohor or else a river comes in, like overflowing over the city, the Al Svina Mutarefis Biyam. Or you're on a ship, that it's a bad weather and it's about to drown in the Yam, you're allowed to be Masriyim even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, that's what it says, Masrin, you could do something on Shabbos, Liazoro. It only means you could scream out, like to ask for help. You're allowed to scream out and make as much noise as you want, because they people should come to help you. But just time to scream out to daven to Hashem, that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. Rashi says, V'loy litzuaka, tfila, shenona batuchun kokach, shetel tfilosa litzak aleim b'Shabbos. We're not so like a batuach that Hashem will listen to the tfila on Shabbos. So on Shabbos you're not supposed to be a tzuaka. About kol ponim, b'mai, that's what it says on Shabbos, you all ought to be masriyan. With what are you masri on Shabbos? If you want to say use a shofar on Shabbos, for the Gemara, is that true? Shofar is b'Shabbos mishori. Are you allowed to use a shofar on Shabbos? Like it's an usa isa midrabbonin? Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. Ela lav b'aneinu. Ela mai for sure, what it means here is that you scream out, aneinu, aneinu, Hashem. Like even though it's only lazar, people should come and help you, but vice versa, if you scream out to Hashem, aneinu, people will come to help you. The korin lo hasro. And still here, the Brisa calls it Hasro, Shema Mina. So you see, there's such a man, the Yom, there is a Tana that holds, what does Masrin mean? Not with a Shofar, but it means Bekel Rum. So the Kitzah says, Machlokes Tanoyim. One Tana holds Masrin means Davka with a Shofar, and here it's Mashma Masrin applies to a Kel. Just using your voice, screaming out, that's also called Masrin. So the Kitzah says, Machlokes Tanoyim, exactly what does our Mishnah mean by Masrin? Does it only mean a shofar, or does it mean two things? A shofar plus using your coil. Now, the Gemara says, "Bishnei Rav Yehuda Nesiyah, at the year, at the time of Yehuda Nesiyah, have a tzara. There was a big tzara, something bad was happening to Klal Yisrael. And Gaza, Tolosa,